So I have just been operated, cancer of the kidney. They took my right kidney because of a tumor. And the good news is that the operation was a success with a quick recovery, no big problem, just very tired, but that's normal. The bad news is that I had asked, since I had been many times to Iraq and Yugoslavia, I had asked to check if they could find some traces of uranium. So measures and very sophisticated tests have been made here by the Laboratoire de Médecine Nucléaire from the Bordeaux Institute in Brussels, which is specialized in cancers, and indeed they found traces, small traces, but that's not the problem. In fact, they found traces of cesium-134, 137, and 144, which are all byproducts of uranium-235. This is not a good news because this is waste of nuclear industry produced in the United States, brought into the ammunition used in those wars, and those are very toxic. Thousands times more toxic than the so-called depleted uranium. In fact, it is not at all depleted, it is very toxic. The question is, how could I get that? And I was in Iraq in 93. I visited some bombed sites, but I was also in Yugoslavia 94 with a delegation of 15 Belgian people. During the war, we visited many bombed sites, and then personally I came back different times, several times, to visit Yugoslavia, including Kosovo, three times last year, the last one to realize a movie, a documentary about the terrible situation there of the Serbs, the Roms, and other minorities, with a real ethnic cleansing now in Kosovo. And the problem is that, of course, during all those trips, I was under the two main risks of being contaminated. There is, of course, one thing already immediately about radioactivity. If you are in contact with your skin, with weapons, ammunitions, or tanks, and so on. But in fact, there I was not in such situations. But the other dangers are more important. The first one is that these materials I spoke about bring a lot of dust in the atmosphere. They are very thin, 1,000th part of a piece of sand, and if so, it's very easy that you get it inside your body just by breathing. The other possibility is if you eat and drink local products, then you have many risks of being contaminated. So that is how it happened, most certainly. And the consequence of this means that I will have to be checked in the next months and the next years, many and many times, to see if I'm not developing cancers in other places, because they found already now traces of those materials in my right kidney, which has been taken out, but also in my left kidney, and I'm not sure exactly of the English name. It's in French, gland thyroïde, the, I suppose, thyroidal gland, which makes a lot of regulations in your organism. And so this means I will have to be checked for the rest of my life to see if nothing like that is developing. For this reason, I am terribly angry against the criminals of the NATO who have made this because they knew, of course, about it. There are many books and studies and documents of themselves proving that they know the dangers. They know that those products were also added to the so-called depleted uranium. So they are really criminals, monsters. And you can feel how I felt when I had to announce this to my children. I have two daughters, 21, 23. And you can imagine when you have to say that to your daughter. But you can imagine also that the danger is very high for the other people from Belgium and other countries who went there in these areas as journalists, NGOs, soldiers, anything. And then the danger, of course, is even greater for the local populations, because I was there maybe 6-7 weeks, but they cannot escape. They are there. They are trapped. And I'm very lucky in one sense, because I could make checkings, tests, examination here with high technology, and my cancer was detected very soon. So that gives me good chances. But of course, all those local populations, there will never be, unless we can make such an action against NATO, those populations will be just left alone. And this means you will have a lot of deaths and sufferings, certainly, even principally, I would say, among the children, because cancer is developing very sooner among the children because they are growing. So I think this should, everybody should know about those facts. And I would like that my personal case would be useful to accuse the leaders of the NATO, who are really monsters. I'm thinking literally about that word, monsters, because they knew about it and they did it. They already lied about the so-called clean war, destroying factories, schools, hospitals, killing more than 2,000 civilians. They already lied about so-called humanitarian war. In fact, it was a war to control a country with too much collective economy, and even more the strategic roads to oil to the Caucasus. And they lied now since 10 years about this question of uranium and even more. And I would like that this case and other cases would be useful to everybody to become conscious that something has to be done to stop those criminals. It's really war crimes. I intend to make an accusation, a trial, as soon as possible in Belgium, with accusing Mr. Solanaou and Wesley Clark, who were leading the NATO at that time, also the Belgian Prime Minister and Minister of Army, who were also guilty in that decision, and other leaders, also leaders of the industry of armaments, who brought those products. And what I am asking is that they pay for the examinations I have to do. There's no reason why I should pay for it. They have to pay for that. They have to pay for everybody who is contaminated and who is now in danger and who has to make a lot of examinations and tests. So I would like this thing to be useful to this struggle of first stop, immediately ban those depleted uranium weapons who are so criminal. And I would like also that this is useful to stop the NATO leaders in generally making all those wars who are bringing such crimes that they are doing. That's what I hope everybody in the world will do with all of his forces. And I think that's very important today.